Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Is on the air live from your west. Whoops, I'm gonna get it at one point. I'm gonna get it right from your south side studios located here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. Man, I'm excited to be here today. And guess what, y'all? It's actually Praise Break Friday. It kind of fits with what we got going on today. So we're gonna have a good time today. As always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, in the studio, and I do have a guest with me today. Y'all gonna hear from her in a few minutes. People on Facebook already know where she at. Did it come up? Did you do what you needed to do? Okay, you did. So we are in studio today. Let me give you the rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you've already called in and you're listening on the line, simply push 1, and you could be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323. I'm going to get this number together at one point. Yeah, area code 323-870-4375. Again, that phone number is area code 323-870-4375. Yeah, one more time. The call-in number, 323-870-4375. That's how you can find us today if you want to call into the show. If you want to email the show, you can do that. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's how you can find us. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. One more time, hashtag TTLO Radio. You want to follow us on the gram. That's right, we are on Instagram as well. Instagram, same thing, TTLO Radio. That's what I do, sorry. TTLO Radio. We're on the gram, TTLO Radio. And then we're also on Facebook, you know, all over social media, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us there. And then the live stream is up and running because I see her, I see me. That means we must be live. Facebook.com, same thing, /TTLO Radio. You can find us there. Watch this. When you get there, share it. And watch this. We might be giving away something tonight. I don't know if we're giving away something from her, but we do got some stuff to give away. So that's you ought to be ready for that. It's going to be a good time in the Lord. But anyway, let me give y'all a little something. So I didn't get no did he send us a bio? Okay, I didn't. Bless the Lord. I'm gonna just do what I know. Anyway, look, y'all said like this. My sister here. That's what it is. My sister is here in the house with us today, y'all. I've known. Let's see. So I met them. After I knew that was my other mama. You know, sometimes you don't know who your parents is. So I met my other mama times two. Yeah. Third, Mama 3.0. Okay, I had to get them right in order. I get in trouble if I mess up the order. Mama 3.0, thank you. Mama 3.0 over there. Go ahead. I met her back in 2007, 2008, somewhere up in there. I'm going to just put it right up in there, 7 or 8. And I just knew all of her children could sing. All her children could sing. And and then I knew about I met her daughter. Her youngest daughter was in the praise team with me at my home church, Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Hey, y'all, over there on the west side of Chicago, former home of TTLO Studios. Yes. But anyway, that's what we were. What was that I just heard? Okay. Anyway, we were there, and I met her through them. Powerful, anointed voice from heaven. That's what I'm going to say. That's going to be my description. I don't know what the bio say, but I'm going to say powerful, anointed voice from heaven. It must be in the genes. That's what I'm going to say. It must be in the gene. Bless the Lord. Anyway, y'all, without further ado, please give us a warm welcome to the one, the only, I'm going to say your whole government name, Lanasia Sledge Tyson is in. You might want to grab the microphone because you're sitting over there like it's just. Yeah, pull that up to you. Right, yeah. Yeah, just get in the mic, though. Because they can't hear nothing you saying. Yeah, right there. Come on.
What's up, everybody?
There we go. Now we can hear you. Amen. So Lanasia is here because she has a brand new first, right?
Okay.
Is it? Is it your first project? No?
Yeah.
Oh, what? First one I knew about then. That's first to me. Go ahead. She's out with her brand new project. How about I just say that? Her brand new project. And here's the deal. I was trying to get the exact name because the album is not. Album, I know I'm old. CD is not out yet, right? The whole CD?
November 17th.
We'll and what's
be
the
releasing the EP?
EP.
Yeah.
New words, y'all. EP. What's the name of the CD or EP or project? Or
Dare to Praise Different.
See, we didn't have none of that. We ain't had none of that because I had called it. Yeah, I named it the two singles. I was trying to guess between the two. That's that work. Okay. All right. Anyway, y'all, she is here with her brand new project. What's the name of it again?
The name of the single is Praise Party.
Praise Party. But you have two singles that were out. Praise Party and then
Like My Daddy.
Like My Daddy. Who happens to be, and then the thing about it, she was surprised because I asked her, when she walked up, I said, You by yourself, because she parked on the other side, and I was like, we move your car, and then she was like, well, I asked my mom, was she coming, and mama said she didn't feel good, she wasn't gonna make it, and I said, oh, I played it off.
Yeah, he did.
See, I knew.
He played it off.
Because we had talked on down to the bowling thing, so anyway, they said they was coming, so glad to have the rest of the clan in the house with us, sister.
Hey, mommy,
Mama Pat and Papa Pat and Papa Pat, Papa Tyrone over there, Tyrone and them over there in the studio chilling on the lounge chair. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I'm real good. A little sleepy, but good.
I know, because you took a drive. You told me you took a nice little drive.
I did.
I want to share some. I'm glad you're here, but we can hear y'all. Glad you're here. We can hear y'all. Glad you're here. We all like glad you're here. But I'm a little upset because, you know, we were scheduled to have you on like first.
First. Yes, you were.
Yeah. I just want to put that out there for people who thought they was first and had exclusives. We had the exclusive rights first to this prior to our That's the word. Thank you, Madam Producer. My producer's in the studio with us, Sister Latanya Melton. Prior to our departure from the previous studio location. But anyway, we were scheduled to have you first. So, but I'm glad you're here now.
I'm glad.
And you've got some interview experience under your belt. So now I can go all in.
I'm all in your business.
Great. That's what we do. Take the limits off. That's all in your business. You know, I'm going to talk about what I heard your kids say. No, I'm just playing. Anyway. Anyway. So help us with this. This is not your first project, but help us. Where did Praise Party, the name of the song, come from? And we going to play it for y'all. I got it. It took me a while to figure out how to, you know, fool iTunes to make it play. But I got it. I bought it, though. I did buy it, you know.
Yeah.
Right. You got my $1.29, however much it costs on iTunes. You got your part of your royalty, whatever that is. 2.5 cents. I don't know what it is, but. Right. Whatever your cut is, and then you got to get half of that to something. I know how that works. Where did the Praise Party come from? Where the name? I like that.
Let me explain this. You know,
come on.
The music itself is created by Jason Tyson.
Ooh,
and,
Lord have mercy. That dude.
I had actually wrote a whole different total song. It was called Confidence in God.
Mm.
And the song, it felt good, you know, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a train ride home one day, and someone just told me, I said, let me listen to the song again without the lyrics.
Okay.
And I just listened to the song, and the music, it just felt different.
Mm.
So I was like, man, this song is, man, you know how you listen to something, and your shoulder gets bobbing, and moving, and I was like, man, this is a party song. I gotta change this thing. And right then, the moment I said, This is a party song. The Lord just started. Boom.
Okay.
Just throwing lyrics out.
Okay.
So I actually wrote the song, and at the end, I decided to call it Praise Party.
Praise Party. Yeah, it's something in my ear. We'll figure it out on the break. I do hear it too. That's cool. I love that. I love that. So you got the Praise Party song, and then also you did the song, the first song that was released, though, the one that you went around and I saw you do some stuff, was one called Like My Daddy.
Yes. So that song was, as you
that's
can
personal.
Imagine, it was very, it's very personal.
That's good.
And that song is dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share it with the world. I actually wanted to present it
mm-hmm.
to my dad on Father's Day and everything.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, do it that way. And but I didn't want to release it to the radios because I didn't want people to think that it was my single.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
if you notice, I registered it as a contemporary R&B.
Right,
because
right.
it's not really a gospel song, you know. But I definitely wanted to release it
mm-hmm.
for Father's Day.
Wow.
For my dad and all my brothers who think they my dad. Which is why I call Like My Daddy. You know.
That's...
I could have just called it My Daddy.
Uh-huh,
you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Got it. I love it, though. I listened to it. That was the first one that came out. Who had it? I think one of the streaming services, Spotify, somebody had it out there first. Okay, so they probably spread it out to everybody else. So that's how we were able to get that done. And it's good, though. I mean, the music is good, but when you say, so did Jason produce the single?
Jason.
Or what did he do?
Actually, Rodney East produced Like My Daddy.
Rodney East. His name is... What's the name again?
Rodney East.
Rodney East. This ain't the same. This ain't the guy we were talking. Okay, good. I want to make sure because you know, we tore up some names earlier before some stuff happened.
But
Rodney East.
Ronity.
Yeah.
Ronity is my radio promoter.
Got it.
Rodney East is, oh my God, he has produced some of everybody. I think everybody really know him as R. Kelly's music director.
Oh.
He produces R. Kelly's music. And
I almost bust out into a song, but this ain't that type of show.
Nah,
I was finna go.
Some Pastor Charles Jenkins.
Oh.
Right now, his number one is Yolanda Adams. He works one-on-one with Yolanda Adams.
Wow. Well, look, this is what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to take a break so I can figure out what this buzzing is because it is doing something to my spirit. And it ain't down. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to get that fixed. And in the meantime, I'm going to let y'all hear some of the song. Yeah. So what you want to let me hear? Praise Body or Like My Daddy? Which one you want?
I want Like My Daddy.
Really? That's what you want? That's because he's sitting over there. You ain't fooling nobody. We're going to get y'all a little bit of this Like My Daddy, y'all. We will be right back. We're going to get the buzzing fixed. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO. We'll be right back. Peace.
A strong heart and a strong mind, lots of wisdom and you'll share it all. You're full of love, joy and peace, the characteristics that build a happy family. When you give your all. You have my back whenever I fall. When I pray on my knees, I thank the Lord for you and say that I want to be
like my
I want to be
like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
I want to be like
daddy.
My daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
Ooh, my daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy. Daddy.
The strength that you possess, it amazes me. The discipline you show, it challenged me. You're full of hope. The characteristics that made you my hero. When you love for life. You have my back whenever I fall. When I pray on my knees, I thank the Lord for you and say that I wanna be
like my daddy.
Yeah,
ooh, just like
I wanna be
daddy.
Wise
like my daddy.
So patient
daddy,
with me,
my daddy. Ooh, just like
and
my
you're so try to do my own thing. You always encourage me, even when you don't understand me. You have the articulate mind of a businessman, always pushing me to do the very best I can. When I ask you for advice, you fall on your knees and begin to seek the Lord on behalf of me, who I want to be.
Anyway, we are back, y'all, to CLO Praise Break Friday, GTLO Radio, in the studio with my sister. I was going to call her my big sister, but I think I'm holding it to you. So, with my little sister, she said, oh, yes, I am. She, you have to explain.
Oh, yes, you are. You're still a baby.
I don't appreciate it. Tanya, I need you to get me old guests. Like, so I'm not always the oldest person sitting over here. I need you to find out. Next few interviews, y'all need to be like 80 and over. Just run next door and just, you know.
Are you saying you're close to 80?
No, because I'm just tired of always being the oldest person on here. Every time I interview somebody. No, I don't think she's trying to, yeah. She. Well, I'm just saying, when, you know, going forward, I need some, yeah. The next guest we have. You know what? Anywho, the disrespect is real. Anyway, so you got this. So did you have a, was there a release party?
No.
Because you're going to wait until the EP.
My concert, November 17th.
Okay, and where is this at?
It will be at Trinity All Nations on 96 and Vincent.
Trinity All Nations, yeah. 96 and Vincent. Where is that? Who the pastor be over there, you know?
Larry Roberts.
Trinity All Nations. I don't know them. You know, people get upset with me. I know you ain't, but when people name churches that they think I should know who the people is, you know, I tell people I'm in church, but I don't click.
Well, let me hook you up.
Okay, come on. What you got?
Trinity All Nations,
uh-huh.
Located at 9600 South Vincennes. That's located in Chicago, Illinois. Please join us November 17th, 6 p.m. sharp. Doors open at 5. Tickets are only $10. Oh, we can use some tickets to give away.
Oh, we give away tickets now. We did good. You know, we gave away tickets to, what was that, Light Fest last year with Israel, and because we were part promoter for that. Big shout out. Yeah, we were partnered with them and gave away about 4 or 5 sets of tickets to Light Fest with Israel and what's the brother's name? Victory Belongs to You, dude. Him. Jesus. Yeah, him. Yeah. So you are like a for real like gospel artist. Huh?
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody.
No, but you're like for real though. You like a for real. Yeah, I know Parks. It's a humming sound, man. I don't know what to, you know. We gonna work on it. You've been doing that. You've been singing for what, since like forever?
You know the cliche, all my life.
Okay, but seriously,
well, I remember being 7 years old.
Seven.
The first time I remember being seven.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Right, because other folk gonna say something else,
yeah,
but they don't remember. Right, your remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go biblical on y'all, but anyway, okay, seven. Yeah.
And I remember singing alongside, actually, my grandmother.
Right, right.
And that's why I say I've been singing all my life.
Okay, okay. Well,
and,
I ain't mad about it.
I went to church,
mm-hmm,
all my life. And, oh, yeah, I hear
you. I'm listening. I'm trying to get that out of there. Go ahead.
And
we blessed to grow up in a church where my mom was the pianist and the choir director and the choir teacher and the vocal instructor and
mm-hmm.
the vocal disciplinarian and the vocal Joe Jackson and
mm-hmm.
the, oh, I forgot she was sitting right there. And so she trained all, I mean, one thing I could say about that New Canaan Land Church choir, especially the my younger generation, we all sing hard, just like my mother.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. Y'all go in. Y'all. Yeah. It don't take much either. It
yeah.
don't. Yeah. It's just in you.
We were definitely blessed on that end. And then growing up in a household with just musicians and singers,
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
all we did. You know, we sang around the house, washing, singing. So.
Well, that's good. So. Now, when it comes to music, did you write some of the stuff on your?
I have written every song that's been on all my albums. Let me explain that first.
I'm learning stuff that I didn't know. See,
so,
that's what happens when you think you know everything. Come
so
on,
here it is.
Yeah, tell it all. Come on.
2004. So my first CD was created off of a promise. At the time, I met my brother Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually still in high school. We were both in high school at Julian High School,
mm-hmm.
and I was over the little gospel choir.
Okay.
And he sang, and he was our musician for our first gospel concert.
Mm-hmm.
And we built a relationship, a strong brother and sister relationship. And at the time when I got ready to graduate from high school, it was a set of twins in my school, Tish and Toya. What's up, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
And them girls are fine. So we
Tish and Toya.
Yes, Letitia and Toya.
Sound like a group.
And we formed a separate group, and we were called the Lovely Girls. So we were going to sing, you know, R&B.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we would love it. I even wrote that. That was like one of the first songs I wrote.
So y'all was going to be R&B singers.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
We were R&B singers.
How long that
but
last?
We were young and innocent.
Okay.
So the song was young and innocent. It mm-hmm. said, we're just so lovely, sweet young lovely.
Okay.
Lovely girls. But it was the harmony that got him.
Right.
It was Boys to Men all day.
Okay.
So, I was telling Jason, and I was like, yeah, won't you play for us? And he was like, man, your voice is not for R&B. Your voice is for church.
See?
And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm not telling you not to do R&B.
Right.
He said, but if you promise to not stop singing gospel music,
I do.
When I build my studio, you're going to be my first. You know,
oh, that's love.
And I was like, okay. And who knew I was going to fall in love with his brother, get married, and now we real brothers and sisters. But
right.
It was built off of his promise because I messed around and got saved.
That's normally how it happens.
Yeah. And after that, it was all about, you know, men trying to receive the Holy Ghost.
For all y'all, you know, claiming to be saved from day one, to stop, you know.
Yeah, that
don't right. Y'all need to stop playing.
Well, I don't know.
I can only speak for the nation.
I was not born and raised and born into the world just saved and
right,
sanctified.
Right.
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Came out,
and,
right, talking in tongues.
Nope,
right.
Not me.
Oh,
so,
right.
But,
amen.
And we did. So we went one song, but we were so frantic. This was his first studio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was 15 songs on that CD.
Wow, that was over. That was 2004. So CD still had 15 songs. See,
yeah,
and they were real songs. They weren't like a 2-minute interlude.
Five of them. One of my friends, Tria, she was just up and coming herself and was working at a studio. So we did it together. She and I did five, and the rest Jason and I did. And it got recognized in 2006 by Percy Gray.
Wow.
And I did some traveling and sang with, I went away to college and to Northern Illinois University.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did some singing with Chicago Mass. Percy was just like, man, your voice did that. And then my husband and I stopped trying to have kids so that I could pursue my music career. And then I got pregnant. That's how it happened. You know, we stopped because my son was of age and we was like, well, we don't want him to be alone. And we can't. Anyway. And then I had daughter number one.
It's so much right there that you just, but I'm going to let you slide.
Okay.
We kind of like family. I ain't going to put you out there. But how you stop trying to have kids and have one?
I don't understand.
Well, you stopped planning it. We was planning to have a kid. So we.
Oh, y'all kind of white-like.
It was because
black folk don't plan kids.
Exactly. And the moment I was like, you know what?
Y'all kind of got a little Anglo or something.
Well,
black folk don't plan kids.
Okay. 7 years old. And
Robert.
Robert III.
Right.
He was alone. say so. I said, you know what? Fine. Let's just do the music thing. And, yep, Messiah came, and then a year later, I did a live recording. Right after live recording, we was getting ready to start post-production, doing the overdubs and all that, and I found out I was pregnant with my first daughter.
And this was a live recording for you? Or yes. For some, okay.
It was my live recording.
So you've got, so we talked about the, so how many, so what's, what was the next?
I never completed the second, the live
wow.
recording. I do have the live recording.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't finish it because we were getting ready to.
So what happened to all that music?
A whole bunch. Life happened.
No, but so where I is it at, though? Like,
oh, I still got it. You'll hear it later. I got to revamp it.
Oh, man.
Refix it because now.
You like Prince. Just got a. She got a catalog just in the back.
Look.
Lanesha stuff. You got a box somewhere with just.
No, well, you know.
Okay.
Nowadays it ain't box.
But I,
you
know what
I
mean.
Mean?
Well. In the cloud.
I do got it. Exactly.
It's in the cloud. Everything is in the cloud.
I got a couple hard drives.
Okay,
of,
okay,
you know,
okay.
But,
wow.
Yeah, but now, so I have so much life experience and so many things that God has brought me through.
Mm-hmm.
My music, as I call it today, is life music.
Life
so
music.
So now I want to encourage. I want to motivate. You know, I'm vibrant. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So many good things have happened, and the way I look at life now is totally different than the way I looked at it back then. So I will be bringing some of that old music back. But as of right now,
mm-hmm.
I want the world to experience this new life. This new life. Myth.
This is good. So you are the church you mentioned again, Trinity All Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your?
No.
That is not your home church because
no.
You are a member of what church?
Victory Cathedral Worship.
And who your pastor be?
Smokey Norfolk.
The little preaching, singing dude. That dude.
That
him,
dude right there.
The one that just, yeah, him.
That dude right there.
Okay. Now, here's the question. How long have you been singing with him? Because I got a question for you. This is what I'm asking. How long have you been singing with Smokey?
I would say Victory Cathedral CD came out in 2010. So, 2010.
Okay. Okay. So, because he did a live recording at Rock of Ages.
Yes.
You weren't there for that?
No.
Okay, because I was there for
mm-hmm.
that. I was there sitting
I
in the.
Was not
that was my first time. I was actually my first audience participation,
mm-hmm.
live recording, and I was like, and I was so it was so good, but it was depressing because like everybody like just it was like perfect to us,
mm-hmm.
you know. But we were sound people, you know, sound people here different,
mm-hmm.
and folk got happy. And got to shouting, and Smokey even went in, and then they was like, okay, y'all, we got to do that again.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't the same. It
yeah.
just,
yeah,
you know, so I'm sure they kind of fixed it and dubbed it in the editing room, but I was like, no.
But that's the thing with live recording.
Yeah.
You know, you want the live feel. You want the,
yeah.
the excitement in the room. You want the audience participation, but
mm-hmm.
if one thump, you know how you thump
yeah.
the microphone.
Like this humming
gotta,
right now, they would be like, stop, pause.
Gotta start it over. So, yeah.
Here is a question for you. So you've been singing all this time. You've been is Smokey the only artist that you
No.
Okay, so
same background for?
Come on,
actually,
brag on yourself.
The first
come on.
Artist that hired me to sing background was actually Kim McFarland.
Kim McFarland. What,
yes.
I know some song by her. I know at least.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you peace.
That's her.
That's
okay.
Kim McFarland.
Got it.
Yes. And so I sang with her for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Traveled with her a little bit. I love her. I just
okay.
She was at Victory this past Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But
Kim McFarland.
So,
wow. So who else? Kim McFarland. Come
Kim
on.
Kim McFarland. And then so after that, I started my own ministry, so
got
I was
it.
Doing a lot,
mm-hmm.
and then that's when I did the song with, that was my first artist,
okay,
background, because
got
I
it.
Sang with Chicago Mass and New Direction, I did a couple of songs with them,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, Kim McFarland was my first.
She was your first.
By Jason being my brother, I did background for a lot of different people here just commented, hey, sis, I need you to come sing some vocals in the studio.
Yeah, I was tempted to. I know he like, you know, he busy as all outdoors, but you know, we got this. I'm finna mess with your daddy over there. I got this Motif 8 keyboard that's just sitting up collecting dust, and I was gonna bring it in here. I was gonna bring it in here and plug it up, and you know, and just like send him and just stalk him to come and let's see if I can surprise you and just have him sitting in here. Yeah,
you don't have to stalk him.
I know, because he actually does respond to, you know, he ain't that dude, which is cool.
Yeah.
But no, I remember at your mom's concert, you know, how he's awesome guy. He's not, I've met a lot of musicians who, without me getting myself, well, I think it's okay if I get myself in trouble. I've met a lot of musicians who think one thing about themselves. Jason never appeared to be that guy.
He's not. He's extremely
humble.
He
never appeared to be that guy. He was humble. The whole time we were getting ready for your mom's concert, he was like, hey, you know, do this. You know, help me with running stuff upstairs. Do this and do that and fix this and put this over here. He's like, I know y'all ain't got much, but we can make this work. I was like, oh, okay. And that's the best that's ever sounded that night. Yeah. But anyway, it was good, though, and I just saw the work that was put in, and I saw the dedication behind it. So, when you have somebody that believes in you like that, how does that work with you? Because I'm sure that's not the only person you've worked with doing music. When you have somebody that believes in you, what's the give? Tell us how that works,
right,
studio wise.
Honestly, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He said I had attended a meeting with Jason once. This was some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman had hired Jason to do a project for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met, and he was like, I want you to come to this meeting with me. And I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we met the gentleman, and then when he introduced me, he said, this is Lanesha Tyson, this is my sister. And the gentleman said, oh, okay, so what will you be doing on part of the project? Now, mind you, I didn't even know we were talking about a project.
Right.
And my brother looked at the man and said, well, she's my utility closet. And in my mind, I was like, utility closet? What kind of calling me a janitor?
I see where this going. Okay.
And he sat there, and so of course, me feeling that way, I'm looking at him, and I look at the gentleman. He looking at Jason too, like utility closet. Like he said, well, if I need a soprano, an alto, a tenor, I got one. If I need somebody to, Nasia, I need you to write some lyrics to this song, I got it. If I need somebody to help me produce, I got it. And so I'm now sitting there like,
right now,
utility closet. So
that's what I should have been calling you all this time. Okay, I'm sorry.
So look, when you have somebody that believes in you to that level where they put you up. Now I have the opportunity and have been blessed to be in the atmosphere and the vicinity of some great gospel artists, and it's amazing. You know, I'm not gonna lie, I got starstruck sometimes because now Marvin Sapp is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I love Pastor Marvin Sapp.
Yeah, some people just,
you know. But
it's all right.
I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of people, and then being at Victory with my pastor being
who he is, he draws in those people, right?
So I've had the opportunity to sing and meet Erica Campbell, Jonathan Nelson, and I mean, just everybody come through, and Jason is so confident in his.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't have to bring those singers. I got singers. So that's how we get the opportunity to sing background for these people. It's phenomenal. So
real quick, y'all, we're talking with Lanesha Tyson. Lanesha Tyson's in studio with us, gospel artist. I'm just saying that gospel artist, Lanesha Tyson. Yes, I know there is some humming going on. We gonna do what we gonna do to try to figure it out in the time frame. But thank y'all for all y'all telling us. Thank you. My mama just got on here. My mama is the other producer of the show who likes to put all her information on there talking about his humming. Thank you, Cheryl King. We bless you. So thank you, my mama. Love you. Anyway.
He said that, mama.
I did. You know. Just don't stop cooking. Anyway. So you worked on this part. How long did it take? So is the CD complete? Or you still got some?
Okay, so EP.
I'm sorry, the EP, Jesus.
Wait, no, because
okay.
Let me explain.
Okay, help me.
We all know what a single is.
Yes.
But EP stands for extended play. It does. If you to qualify for a full album, you have to have 8 or more songs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And right now, I have 6, so that's why it's called the EP.
Oh, cool. Real quick, we did not mention some of y'all. If I can go back, I know I'm a little late doing it on Facebook. PJ, what's going on? Deborah Taylor, I see you. Jerry Galls, Kathleen Savon down in Georgia. God bless you. Linda Shanklin, Danny Jones, Dana Page. That small world. She told me she knows Dana Page. That's a Jesus Christ. Long story. Shawanda Macklin.
Hey, Tootie.
Let's see here. Cornelius Parks. What's up, Pastor Parks? Angel Williams, Daria Zipporah Springfield. She says, hey, she loves you. Of course, my mom is on here. A bunch of other people. Stacey Clark, Michelle Matthews, a bunch of folk on here. Some of y'all, like, y'all names already went up, and I, you know, I just didn't want to let you go back. So, but do me a favor, share this, y'all, to let people know that Lanasia Sledge, the whole government name. You don't want to do Sledge, let the Sledge go? Oh, okay. Lanasia Tyson is on the show with us. She don't want his leg. Okay. She on the show with us today, y'all, discussing her brand new release. So we just let y'all hear a little bit of the first song, Like My Daddy. Give y'all some of that. So y'all ready for praise party?
Yeah.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? So we're going to do the CDC. This is why the first show would have been, because we would have premiered it here. But I ain't mad. We're going to get y'all some praise party by Lanasia Tyson. Let me pull that up real quick. Where did it go? Oh, there it is, right there. So let me give y'all a few minutes of this, and we'll be back. We're going to take a break and drink some water and then talk. But y'all can't hear us, but y'all just see our mouth move. Those of you on Facebook, Blog Talk, y'all want to call in, got some questions about some stuff, we may have some tickets to give away. We're going to discuss that right now.
Women never learn fucking you. Just learn where it's meant to be, and that's underneath your feet. You gotta let the devil know God is in control. Many try to show his face. Lift your hands and say,
y'all. TTLO Radio. That was Praise Party by my guest tonight on Praise Break Friday. That was Praise Party by the one, the only, Lanasia Tyson. Yeah, I got it. See, I cut that out. You know, just there you go. She's here with me tonight discussing just, man, a little bit of everything. Just glad to have her in the studio with us today. It is all good. So, Lanasia, so you got, you told us you got some babies. right?
Yes.
Robert is your what's his nickname?
Scooter.
Scooter, right? You know, at some point y'all gonna, you know, how old is he now?
20. That's what he go by.
He still go by Scooter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't bother. Okay, you know, some people be, you know, you can't be 25 and they calling you fat, you know.
Oh no.
No. I would say let me tell you why I said that. So, you know, I've been spending my days at this charter school, and I was in a second grade class today, and so. Little girl was telling me, I said, you know, she was telling me how old she was. And she was like, I have a little brother. And I said, well, what's his name? And she said, Fat Fat. And so I said, well, what's his real name?
Fat Fat.
Fat Fat. So I said, well, what's your name? She was like, Toya Leonard or something like that. I was like, so you telling me that your little brother's name is Fat Fat Leonard? Yes. I said, okay. That's that. So that's why I was like, you know.
It took everything in your power not to laugh.
Oh, no, I passed out in the chair. I don't hold nothing back. I laughed. And the teacher, the little white lady got all red because she started laughing, too. I just thought it was hilarious because she was serious. She was like, his name is Fat Fat.
Wow.
You can call my mama. She will tell you. I'm like, okay,
wow.
Second grader. Thank you. Okay. But
Fat Fat it is.
Shout out to Fat Fat and them. anyway. So you got Robert, blessed musician. I see now last time I saw him on Facebook, because I haven't seen him post live in a while. He was playing guitar.
He plays the bass.
He plays the bass now. I saw like early video,
mm-hmm.
And then the last one I saw was maybe like a year ago, and I was like, oh, he's playing for real.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He had a drama, but he then taught himself to play piano and. The bass guitar, and he fiddled with the lead guitar now.
So I'm gonna go down the line. How long will it be before the next project comes out and Scooter is like the drummer on the thing? Because I know it's coming at some point.
Definitely
got to. Yeah, that's good though.
I'm a real advocate, not put my dreams off on my kid. They
right.
want to do what
right.
they want.
Well, he obviously wants to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just in him.
He actually is 20. He's all over the place. He don't know what he want to do yet.
Right, of course.
He want to do music. He want to be a basketball. He's really good at basketball.
Okay.
You know, and he want to do a whole bunch of things. So give him time to figure that out.
That's cool, though. That's cool. Yeah. So you got Robert, and then who's the next baby?
Messiah.
What's her name?
Messiah.
Oh, see, I was going to tat that up. All right, go ahead. I just can't. Yeah, me.
And my youngest, who will be 10 on October 14th.
Anissa. See, I can get that one right. That's simple. You got to keep it simple for me. Anissa. See, I can do Anissa. All right. Now, and the baby sing a little bit?
They both sing, and they both love to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And really excited. They will have a part in the concert on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Really
oh.
excited about it.
Oh, surprise. Okay. I want to talk about your family a little bit. I remember at... your mom's surprise birthday party? Is that what it was? Wasn't
it
a surprise?
Her 50th?
Wasn't that a surprise? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a surprise, right? Okay, I couldn't remember. I'm like, did she know? But she didn't know.
She didn't know at that time.
Right. It was, because that was right after the concert, because y'all had did the concert
mm-hmm.
for Mother's Day, and then all of a sudden, here comes the part. What was crazy, and I'll never forget, there was a part, you know, I don't know who all was singing, but folks were singing.
Yeah.
And they started passing the microphone around.
Yeah.
I ain't never been at a dinner, birthday party function where everybody that was there could sing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, let me tell you, they were so good at singing, I got confident. I didn't take the mic, though, because I knew better. But it just felt like, yeah, I didn't know.
Felt like
no, don't give me the look. Y'all know I know my lane. Getting it, preaching, not singing. I was like, wow. And then they actually handed it to the lady, the photographer, who was some kin to y'all. Somebody that was taking pictures or doing something, videoing or something. She started singing. I say, okay, I'm done. It's time to go. Everybody could sing.
She wasn't the photographer. My cousin Arnetta.
Everybody could sing.
Yeah.
It's just that's
it's
wonderful.
I'm telling you, it's a blessing. When I say that
being raised in a family.
Y'all like the Gospel Jacksons.
Hey, we definitely have.
Just be Janet. Don't be LaToya, though. You be Janet. Don't be LaToya, though.
No comment.
Don't be Reby.
You did say like.
I said like the like the Jacksons, like the gospel version of the Jacksons.
We've definitely been blessed in that area.
So how has it been? How has this tour been? I've seen you on a couple of shows. I've seen you on a couple of radio spots and doing some stuff. How's it been? Busy. How is it with working? Because you still working a job. It ain't like you got rich because you put out a CD or EP or whatever. Yeah.
What we call it, a promotion run.
A promotion run.
Yeah. So you just it's been a big experience. I will say this: you really have to want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love doing what you do, it'll come easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge sacrifice. It's a sacrifice not only for me, but it's a sacrifice for my children, you know, my girls. They only go all the time. They are my sellers. And it's a sacrifice because my mom stay all the way on the other side of the world. But she tries to come out and go with me when she can. And it's a sacrifice on everybody's part. So my brother, Curtis, he go with me when he can. And
PJ wanted to know, is there any video of the dinner concert? No, PJ. If it is, I don't know who got it. I'm sure somebody got it. It is, because y'all need to, that need to be uploaded, because that'll go viral on some stuff.
I lost a lot. I survived.
You had a fire, right? You did.
And I lost a lot.
I remember that.
I probably only have whatever she has of it, but
I do remember that, because
that was actually a really fun event. I really had a lot of fun planning that thing out.
How has it been? You've met now that you're doing this whole thing, and then you're going to be on. I saw you're going to be in concert with some people or something, right? It was a flyer, a plug or something. I saw. I'm going to pull that up. That is your concert.
That's my concert. And,
that's not the release thing, is it? Yeah. I need to see. Talk to your people. Let me look at that again, because that didn't look like that was yours. It looked like it was somebody else's. But go ahead. I don't know. I'm about to look. I'll pull it up in the break. Show you what I saw. Because I'm like, I saw your picture, but it was like a little picture. There was a whole bunch of other people's picture. Like you singing with, I thought it was another event. But so how has it been sharing the stage when, you know, have you been at a different event and. No, see, it ain't that one. That ain't what I saw. I saw something with a little picture of you and a whole bunch of other people.
Oh, you're talking about the Atlanta, when I went to Atlanta?
Oh, does that look, okay, that passed already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw some video of, was that the one with the video?
Hard Rock Cafe.
How was that?
It was extremely fun.
Oh.
It was a really nice experience. We did a lot of networking.
Okay.
Because it was a two-day event.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had fun, right, Mommy? We had fun. You know.
That's the quietest she ever been.
Yes, dear. No comment. So,
say it. That's okay. She won't get me.
That experience was really fun. Mm-hmm. I had to, do a lot of registration and everything. And actually, my dad made that trip happen for me. Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun. And it made me feel really good. We were standing outside the Hard Rock Cafe, passing out flyers, my girls and I, and we gave it to one gentleman, and he looked at it, and he said, "Hey, I know you. I play your song on the radio all the
time." See?
That made us feel good. Like, hey, we in Atlanta. Somebody know my name. So that was pretty fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, I met a lot of new artists that was being featured that evening as well.
So the singles, the Praise Party single has been out how long now?
It was released July 13th.
July 13th, August. Mm-hmm. So we talking almost 3 months.
Yeah.
Almost 3 months. Where are we at? Has it charted? Where is it somewhere?
This week the report said we were number 68 on the Gospel Billboard chart.
Nice.
Really nice.
Look here.
Really exciting.
That's good stuff. That's all right. Yo, man, look here. Let me I'm gonna pull it up and look at it and post it.
Yeah, so I'm
when I say
we,
I know your crew.
I'm explain who we is.
Mm-hmm.
We, number one, my dad, as pretty much he's the executive producer.
Okay, okay.
And then my brother, Jason, who is the producer of the song. My mom and Curtis, who he hate when I say this. Technically, he's my manager.
Oh.
But he hate when I say that.
So. Do I know Curtis?
Curtis Lindsay, yeah. He was there. He was at my mom's
concert. Oh, that's.
Yeah, Curtis Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
That's my dude.
Yeah.
That dude can play anything.
Yes, he can.
My God, I missed him when he, you know, he was our praise team musician for about 6 months or so. He was.
No, not that Lindsay.
Oh, not that Lindsay. I don't know which. See, that's why I said I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who that is.
So, Curtis Lindsay.
See, I knew what I was saying. Come on, tell me who he is.
He played. And we had two musicians at my mom's concert.
Oh.
Jason and Curtis.
Oh!
Yeah.
That Curtis.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Look here, I got the mind bad disease. He had braids in his head. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah.
Like I knew with Davis.
But he hate when I say it, but he's been a really integral part of my artist development, and he's been so kind sharing all of his knowledge with me. I mean, we fight a lot. Me, Curtis. I think me and Curtis fight more now than me and Jason. Because, I mean, he's on, when I tell you he's on it,
mm-hmm.
Did you go on social media today? Did you thank your fans?
Yeah.
Did you do this? Did you? And it's like, my argument is always, Curtis, I work a full-time job and I got two little.
So talk about that, because as you've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
But again, this is the first that I, you know.
Well, the thing is, after my first CD came out, my daughters were always sick, and I couldn't figure out why.
Uh-oh.
So when I took them to the doctor, and the doctor, she said, okay, run me through a typical week, because their immune system, it just wasn't strong.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, I got rehearsal Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. I got Bible class Thursday. I'm at rehearsal Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. I'm gigging, churching, you know. And she was like, oh, I know exactly what's wrong with them. They're not resting. So
wow.
I literally stopped. I literally just stepped back, and I had to take care of my girls. So, like I said, they're 11 and 10 now. So it was like, okay, they're self-sufficient now.
Oh, yeah, they big
and
now.
The Lord's giving me all these songs. I'm like, okay, Lord, I know you're not telling – you're giving me all these songs just to sit on it. So I went to my brothers with Jason, Rodney, and Curtis, and I said, hey, I'm ready to work.
Wow.
And we started working.
That's good. So help us, because you might help somebody else who's in your same situation, similar situation, or on the way to your situation. How is it balancing family life, full-time job, and handling all of this? Because you said, like, when you got here, you ran here from Orland.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and the thing about Orland Park, for those of you who aren't in Chicago, because I know most of my Blog Talk listeners, y'all in Egypt somewhere, wherever, bless y'all. Thank you for listening, though. Orland Park, there's no easy way to get to or from Orland Park from the city. It just, there's no expressway for Orland Park. We need one.
From Harlem,
yeah.
All the way to I-57, down 167 to get on expressway to get to the city. So it was a nice drive, but the balance is, first of all, the first thing I did is I sat down with my babies and we talked about it. I allowed them to ask questions, you know, what's it going to be like, what we're going to have to do, what's required of us, what's going to be required of you. And we talked about everything. And the first thing is they love what mommy do because they love to do it as well. So what I did is I made them a huge part of it, because I'm sick whenever they can't go with me to minister, because they sit at the table and sell the product. They help my mom, you know, and pass out flyers and everything. So they're a part of it, you know. But it's a lot, because my oldest daughter, she's in gymnastics, and now she's on the track team. So, like, in the morning, I have to have her at school at 7:45 a.m.
because
she has a track meet tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other daughter, who wants to be in drama class, I can't exclude her, so I'm looking for a drama class to put her in. So it's a lot, but I don't want them to lose what they want to do while I'm trying to do. So that's where, you know, grandparents come in and uncles and aunts.
So you have a good support system.
I definitely
you have a good
support system.
That's good. So you got the release coming up. What's next? What you just going?
Well, you know, right now the focus is the concert.
Right.
I haven't.
Now, why wasn't I asked to be a background singer? I just want to get this cleared up real quick.
You want to be a background singer?
Now, I just want to know why I wasn't asked to be a background
singer. I can't answer that.
A background singer.
Mom has her hand up.
You said no. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
I can say this.
See what I'm saying?
About maybe 17 to 20 minutes ago, you did say you know your place and your place is preaching. So
right, but I'm good in the background, though.
Oh. Okay.
Right, I ain't trying to lead nothing. See, I can. I'm a good MC. That is true. That is true. I keep looking at the program going to go forward. If you tell me how long it's going to be, it's going to be that.
Okay.
So, yeah. I guess that go my background dreams. Tanya, I need you to get guests that's going to allow me to be on the next. Dang. Oh, yes. Anyway. Can't even get in. Can't even get in. Won't know about, the daughter won't help me to get on the background. Mama won't teach me how to hoop. Talking about she teach me, won't give me no hooping lessons. I'm just shocked. Yeah, I'll put you on the spot. Yeah, well, no, she told me I used to teach young preachers. I said, been around her for when I get licensed in 9.
Give him some hooping lessons.
Right, none. All I know, look, it took an outside it took an outside musician to give me my key to tell me. He said, "Oh, you and he put me in my key." Took an outsider to give me my key. D, I'm in D. That's where I'm at. I know my key. But I stay right there too. It ain't going nowhere. Yeah, ain't no modulating, ain't none of that. It's just plain old D. Anyway, pray for me. So you got the concert coming. Who now? So tell us about who else is at the concert. Where's your pull the thing back up for me so we can see who.
So
you can help. Yeah, it's your stuff.
So
come on.
We have the very very gospel comedian, funny lady. Her name is Vashanti. She goes by Sugarfoot.
I think I heard of her.
You probably have. She's extremely funny.
Okay.
My sister and I, Tootie and I, went to a show she did, and when I tell you we left out of there with stomach muscle cramps,
mm-hmm.
laughing. It was really good.
Okay.
And the one and only Pastor Tim Slaughter. He's one of my favorite.
Now, I know that name.
Artist.
That
oh,
name sounds
God.
Familiar. Tim Slaughter.
He's originally from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. Okay.
He's our praise and worship leader. One of our praise and worship leaders at Victory.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Totally anointed and awesome singer, vocally skilled. Love to hear him sing. He's like in the same area, like. Him and Pastor Smokey, like right there.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
So,
I saw, okay, come on, keep going and tell
okay.
me who else is there. Come
and then
on.
My little niece, Shantani, who has a phenomenal talent.
What's her name?
Shantani. She's 17 and okay. She plays the guitar.
Oh.
She plays upside down, left handed. The guitar is upside down and to the left. And she plays that thing.
She plays a right-handed guitar upside down with her left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's phenomenal. So she'll be singing that night as well.
Maybe if I stand on one leg with my hand behind my back with the microphone.
You just look ridiculous. That's all.
Show's over. Like we'll be home before 9. Bless the Lord. Anyway, don't y'all buy that CD. No, I'm just playing. The song is available on iTunes, right?
Yes.
What?
It's
on iTunes.
Outlets.
Uh huh.
iTunes,
Amazon Music. Yeah, I saw it on Amazon Music.
Baby.
I never heard of CD Baby, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
CD Baby. Google Play for those.
Google Play. Yes.
And yeah, so it's everywhere.
Do your coworkers know what you do?
Oh yeah,
they were there. Were there
huge support?
That's cool.
A lot of them will be at the concert. I'm really excited.
That's cool.
I have I work for an accounting firm. And
right.
I have three partners in particular who has been there. I mean, they are really excited.
They're really excited.
They have supported me. It's like
we need to go, Tanya.
Yes, y'all should go.
We need, huh? You down? TTLO need to come on in the house and be in there. That's yeah man. I mean, they gotta bring some clothes to the bowling alley.
Yeah, do that. Where your bowling? Where your bowling outfit?
No, I can't come out like that. I have a reputation to uphold. I can't. my step in places has got to be, you know.
Got to be right.
Yeah, yes. It's, come on now. It's suited and booted. That's all I know.
I'm really excited about the concert.
I am. I'm excited for you. I remember you were at, and I don't even know. I think I told Pat because they were there at Apostolic over here. I'm pointing in the wrong direction, but you know. Brazier's Church for something. Smokey preached. I think it was a revival or something.
Yeah.
He preached, and y'all,
yeah,
I was there for the praise and worship, and I almost threw my Bible down from the balcony because that's where the best seat I could get at the time. Yeah, because
yeah,
amazing.
So I just love to give God praise, and I love to do it my way. I love when people say, "You can't act like that in church, huh? You don't know what I've been through. You can't tell me how to praise my God."
Now, were you raised in the Baptist church?
I was.
Baptist church. Ain't nothing Baptist about you.
Missionary.
Missionary. Right. They will check you real quick. Trust me. They remind me all the time. Put all of those letters on it.
But like I say,
because you ain't nothing Baptist about you.
Life happens.
Right.
Life happens. And this concert, which is entitled Dare to Praise Different.
Dare to praise different.
I dare you to praise.
I like that.
You know, I just dare you to do it. Do you.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the phenomenal anointed Donald Lawrence was at Church Wednesday at Victory, and he said
Donald Lawrence?
Oh, yeah. And he said something, and I promise it was like the whole room was dark, and he was just literally talking to me.
Mm.
And he said, we need to understand as people, there is not one person in this world that is exactly the same.
Mm.
It's impossible.
Okay.
Nobody thinks the same.
Mm-hmm.
Even a set of twins, they are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so why do we as people try to do things like exactly like other people?
Wow.
Why would I try to sing like Smokey? Why would you try to be like me? Be you. Be comfortable being who you are, doing what God has gifted and talented and anointed you to do. I was sitting there like, my concert name, Dare to Praise Different.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, you know, and my thing is, anybody that know me know I love to give God praise. I used to ask my grandmother why she was very theatrical and dramatic when she sang.
Mm, that's where she get it from. That's where y'all get it from, right? Okay.
Mom, she's more flat-footed. Like, she would stand still.
And just go.
Below, and you'd be like.
Yeah, as my mama would say, just flat foot and rare back.
Right.
And just, yeah.
Yeah. And my grandmother, she would, instead of just saying, oh, you know, you can feel that love.
Right.
But she would say, oh, you know what I mean? And you'd be like, well, you better sing it, you know what I mean? And I'm taking notes.
On how to.
Why do you do that? And she said to me, well, baby, I want the people to feel how I feel when I'm singing it. So the only way to make you feel what I'm feeling, I got to give it to you how I feel it.
Mm.
So when she said that to me, it just blew my mind. So now when I minister and when I sing, I want you to feel what I feel.
Wow.
I give it my all, and I do my own thing.
That's good.
I miss her. I'm about to get teary-eyed. Are you crying?
That's good. That's good. That's why we got them tissues over there with the ultra strong. We be ready. We be ready. We be ready for people. We be ready. Yeah. We be ready.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm really, really excited about this concert.
So you got is Smokey gonna be there?
I hope so.
You hope so? You don't know what his schedule and all that stuff
exactly.
is, but
I put it on his calendar.
So how is it working at you work there, you're a member, but you also
You're not on staff.
You don't work there. So how is it being at a, for some people who may be curious to know, how is it being at a, I guess I can't call it a mega church, right? Would it be considered a mega church?
Yes, it's a mega church.
It's a mega church, right? In Bowling, you're the one in Bolingbrook?
I sing at all three services, so both campuses.
Okay, so give us your Sunday, because you just messed them out, because I'd be complaining about one Sunday, like I already... Right, I'm trying to work. My sermon ain't ready for this Sunday. I'm right.
My children and I get up every Sunday at 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
We leave the house at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
And we have to be at Victory for Rally at 7 a.m.
What's Rally?
Well, we go, we just pray together.
Uh-huh.
And prepare to
okay, so it's almost like consecration in the Baptist church.
And,
got it. That's what it is. It's Rally in non-denominational. It's consecration and devotion. And go ahead. Come on.
And then service begins promptly at 7:30. We're not allowed to start late at neither service. So 7:30.
Okay, Paul. You said some words.
We're not allowed.
You're not allowed to do what?
Start late.
Start late. So service started at what time?
7:30.
7:30.
10 a.m.
Not 7.
And 12. And 12
not 7:42.
Nope.
Oh, not.
We can't even start at 7:02. I mean at 7:32.
Uh-huh.
Like we can't.
So what happens if does that happen? Has it happened?
No.
Oh. And I'm assuming there's some.
It's not allowed.
It's just not allowed. Wow. I love that.
Now, Pastor Smokey can preach.
Uh huh.
The man can preach.
Yes, he can.
But don't nobody wanna get on his bad side. We start at 7:30. Matter of fact, we have to be in place on stage for praise and worship at 7:25.
All of y'all.
All of us.
Ain't no.
I mean, unless you're not, if you're not able to make it.
Right.
But
if you ain't able to make it.
7:30.
Right.
Then I walk on the stage because we already there.
Oh, so I can't run up from
ain't
the.
Ain't no. I'll be there.
I can't tell my man to toss me a mic and I run up there like Eddie Kane.
It's not allowed.
I can't do that.
I don't care if it's two singers there. I don't care if it's we missing a pianist or we missing a drummer.
It's going to start.
It's going to start. Now, you get fussed at later for being late.
The musicians, right.
Yeah, but we're not allowed.
Wow. So, 7:30 service.
7:30 a.m. The next service is at 10 a.m.
And is that where is that at?
At Bolingbrook.
So, the first two are in Bolingbrook.
Yep.
Okay.
And 12:30 in south side of Chicago. On 101st and Parnell. So I sing.
Wow. So you, woo, okay.
Yeah, so I sing at the 7:30 and I get my word in 7:30. Then at the 10 o'clock service, right after I walk off stage, I leave and drive to the South Campus and prepare the team out there. And then we start at 12:30.
Wow.
Now that service, it's a little bit because depending on traffic,
mm-hmm.
to get out there,
mm-hmm.
we may have to do.
Y'all might extend the praise and worship, but I'm sure y'all don't mind that sometimes.
That service, when I say, it's almost like you know how when it's the last one of the
uh-huh.
it's the last one of the day,
uh-huh.
No time restriction.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we go in over there.
And it's at 100. What's the address?
10101 South Parnell.
Well, wait a minute. You too many ones and zeros. 10101 South Parnell.
Yeah.
And what time does service start?
12:30.
Let's see. We get out of here about. I know on the Sundays I preach, we get out of here about 12:45. So I could probably run. Man, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to come through there.
If
and,
you make it there about 12:50, he's getting up.
Get up to preach. Yeah, because I had never heard him preach before until he was at Apostolic. And literally he was up there for about less than 15 minutes.
Look,
and we was ready in 10. It was
say that all the time. He don't ever. I love to hear him sing.
Yeah, but he got to never sing.
Got
I thought. Yeah, I forgot he was a singer. I literally forgot. Like I know there are other artists. Like this might walk in. There are other artists who pastor, preach or whatever. It's only a few that I've heard preached, and I believe that they were preachers before they were singers.
Well, he's a preacher.
He's a preacher. I've never heard, and no slight to Bishop Hezekiah Walker, love his music. I ain't never heard him preach. I just haven't, so I don't know. You haven't either? See, there you go. And he's somebody's bishop. Bless the Lord, Bishop. That's wonderful. But I've never heard him preach. I've heard Donnie McClurkin preach.
Yeah.
And Donnie just goes on. Yeah, I've heard Donnie preach. Marvin Winans, he just, he another one that just, yeah. Wow. So who's your, I'm going to put you on the spot. You know what I do when we take a commercial break? Because we're going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to ask you about these tickets, how many we're going to give away, because we need to give them away in pairs if we're going to do it, right? Okay, so we're going to take a break. I'm going to do this because I was in here being doing some stuff before you got here. So it took me a while trying to get some stuff on here. Now I can't find it. Watch it not be here when I get ready to play it. Oh, there it is right there. We're going to give y'all a little bit of this. This was my first time hearing you on any type of record or something. We'll be right back, y'all. Lord, we back, y'all. Take a Limits Off Radio. Praise Break Friday. We ain't having a good time with LaNasia Tyson, gospel artist LaNasia Tyson, getting ready for her EP release. See, I got it right. Her EP release, The Party, Saturday, November 17th, Dare to Praise Different. Got that from 1 Peter 4:10 and 11. That might preach right there. Look, y'all, I'm still trying to get my sermon for Sunday. I need to read that and see what that is and pray about it. 1 Peter 4:10. They laugh because I'll be at the bowling alley on Saturday with my laptop in between frames. I gotta do what I gotta do. But it's the LaNasia Tyson EP release concert at Trinity All Nations Church, 9600 South Vincennes Avenue. That's really like right up the street, about 50 more blocks from here. So special guests would be Vashante Sugarfoot Taylor, Tim Slaughter, and Shantani. General tickets are $10 in advance. VIP tickets are $20, which include the EP. Yeah, they include the EP. So y'all can get them. Let's see here. They include the EP, or the CD rather. Limited seating. Please email UF. We're going to put all this stuff in here. I'm saying it. Get it right off Eventbrite.com. There it is. LaNasia, Dare to Praise Different. That's where it is. Doors open at 5 p.m. So if y'all trying to get there, how big is Trinity All Nations Church? I guess I could turn your mic back on.
Yeah, turn me back on. Can I get a little louder, please?
Turn my headphones up.
It's
no.
About 600 people, comfortably.
600?
Yeah.
Y'all, is that where you wanted to have it? You gave me a look like, what's wrong?
Where I could afford to have it.
That's where you could afford to have it. You're thinking about since I happen to be over here now, you know.
Okay.
Since I happen to be over here now.
My
right. And you know, we always looking to partner with some folk and stuff. And the fact that they just now getting the guy been here for the last 3 weeks working on getting the sound system, and it sounds lovely. He put the new amps and stuff in yesterday. You should hear it, man. And it got me a brand. And I just got excited about, you know, little things get me excited. I'm excited about preaching on Sunday. You know what? Just remember, because I got a brand new mic in the pulpit. Bless the Lord, and it's just lovely. So anyway, but yeah, over here at the TTLO Media Studios that are housed inside the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, birthplace of gospel music. You got to say all that when you say it. We have a place here that hold about, about 1,323, because it's two seats broke in the balcony. So they probably going to get mad at me for saying that. But 13. It holds 13. Right, get put out of here too, right? Mess around, get put out of here too. No, I'm just playing. But anyway, well, it's okay. We keep the moving van ready. We time sound. She's trying to hear. But anyway, I just thought that, you know, you there, because that's in there. Right. Yeah. All that. Yeah. So we could. Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, for the next something that you want to do, you know, if it's something you're thinking about doing, hit me up. Yeah, we'll make it a joint, you know, your thing, and we'll promote it with some other people. But you know, we can do that, and I can pretty much probably almost guarantee you that for that what right there gonna be a whole lot different than for what that is over there. You know what I mean? But yeah, holler at your boy.
Okay.
I'm just trying to told you what I know. So yeah. I'm putting that out there because that's what we do here at TTLO Radio. I look out for my peoples, and when folks are doing stuff that's good, you know, I do that. So, but yeah, you definitely want to come and check us out over here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, 60653. I was finna say something else, but where your sometime preacher, Ms. Dana L. King, is on staff. All right. Anyway, so you are. We got about Tanya. How we looking? We 8:30 in it. What we doing? Amen. So we got 10 minutes. Bless the Lord. So you getting ready for the concert? Who do you already got your band and stuff is together?
Whoa, yeah.
Okay, is Jason playing?
Jason is my MD.
Man, I got to go just because he's playing. That just do some stuff. Who on the drums? Do we know who on it?
I was told I can't say yet.
Oh, okay.
Not just yet.
Okay.
All but right. My favorite drummer from Chicago.
Oh.
That I love for what?
I'm going to ask you offline. We won't say nothing on the thing.
And my
I think
vocal
I
producer is none other than Gus Lacey.
Gus Lacey. Now, what that has a ring to it. Who's Gus?
He's
help
part
me
of
out.
The Lacey family.
Okay.
Knows,
okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So you got some. You doing it for real, huh? You.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, you are a gospel artist now, so you might as well.
Yeah, I can say that, you know, definitely have both my brothers. So Jason would be playing the keyboard,
mm-hmm.
and Curtis would be playing the organ.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not is Jason ain't gonna get on the organ? He does. I know he's normally on the keyboard.
Everybody
does everything, but
yeah. But everybody loves to hear him on that organ. Cause
I know, because he doesn't
organ.
Do it that often.
He makes the organ do things. It's like. Or we can do that.
I still know? Have the video from your mom's concert.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I have that.
Yeah, I have that. Maybe you know what I'm gonna do. I may load that up, put some of that up on the thing, because you and your mama got to shouting and Holy Ghosting up in the front of the round, up in the. Yeah, I still have that.
Sure.
I will. It's on. As a matter of fact, I found it on the flash drive because I didn't know what the flash drive was, and the whole video is on there.
You in trouble.
Oh yes, yeah, she yeah. That was good stuff. So. You got so you.
Okay, you in trouble.
Oh, he.
Yeah.
Who in trouble? Him or me?
Yeah.
What I do? Why?
I don't think neither one of us have it. So to hear you say that you got you.
Did nobody ask me for it? Oh, y'all did. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe they did. Oh, wait a minute. No, I remember now. Y'all did, and that's when we had that bootleg, that raggedy conversion where you couldn't put it from the, it couldn't convert to see. That's why y'all don't have it. Well, see, technology is a little different now. Now I can just, you know, email it because you couldn't, you know, it was too big to email and all that stuff. Back then. Right. Sorry. Ebola.
But yeah.
Ebola 280 tomorrow if you leave
okay.
me alone. You know what? Y'all some haters. Anyway, so. Hey, huh? Anyway, some mean people. They can't come back. Don't leave them there. Okay, so what we're going to do is, thank you. See, you kind of helped me run the show. What we're going to do is, the nature has been generous to give out four tickets, mm-hmm. a set of two sets, or two pairs of tickets, four. Because she was like, she had to do some math. She was like, okay, I can carry the two. So she... She was over, I know y'all was watching while we were talking. She was like, carry the two. Because I, you know me, I'm over here trying to get, can you give away like six pairs? And she was like, uh-uh. She was like, mm-mm, this ain't that type of show. So, yeah, so we're going to give away two sets of tickets. And this is how we're going to do this. We got six. We're gonna extend it just a little bit till we get these tickets out. Is that okay, Madam Producer? Huh? Okay, thank you. She really don't mean okay. But this is what we're going to do. So for those people who are on Facebook, let me give you all the phone number. Tanya, can you put the number in the thing? The call-in number is area code 323. What's the number? Because I don't forget it. 323. See, I knew the old number by heart. 870-4375. 323-870-4375. We will give the tickets to... the fifth and what day of the month is your birthday?
Two.
Okay, so to the second and to the fifth caller, that's what we're gonna do. So the second caller and then the fifth caller gonna win two tickets to go to see Praise. Tell us the name of it again, because you know how to mess it up just that
Dare
quick.
Dare to Praise Different.
Thank you. Dare to Praise Different on November the 17th, Saturday, November 17th at 6 p.m. You can win those tickets real quick if you call in. First caller, second caller, and then the fifth caller. Second caller, you can get this real quick. It don't take much. Just be the second caller. I know you want to be first. Second caller. Phone number again, area code 323-870-4375. 323-870-4375. You have to call in and you got to push one. when you call in, because that'll put you in the queue. So you want to win these tickets, you got to call in. Don't just sit there and listen to me talking and her talking and singing and stuff. You need to push one, because that's going to let me know that you actually called in. And then I'm going to answer the phone, and I'm going to say, you called number one, and then I'm going to hang up on you like that. So y'all pray for the preacher. But, yeah, so you can do that. Again, call in number, area code. Did you put it in there? You did. Thank you. 323-870-4375. Call in now. You can win those tickets. My second caller and my fifth caller, you can win those tickets. Real, real quick. It's going to be a good concert, y'all, because the girl can sing. She can sing. She can sing. I'm gonna see if I can get somebody in there. Again, when you call in, you got to push one, because that's going to put you in the queue, and that's going to let me know that you won one ticket. So you push one, and I'll tell you what number caller you are. Okay, who was first? Oh. Now, see, they're going to think this was a setup. This ain't finna be good. This ain't finna be good. Caller with the 7682 number. Hello.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. This is an old friend of yours.
This is an old friend of mine.
Yeah. Real hot.
Oh, I was too quick. Okay. Who is this again?
Will Hunt.
Will Hunt from Austin, man, my lead drummer. Talk about cold drama. What's up, man? Will, yeah, guess what? You the first caller, though. Sorry. So, but I'll talk to you in a little while. Bye, Will.
I got you. All right, man.
Bye. Peace out. Say what? I will. Don't hang up, though. I got to get your info, Will, like for real. That's, I ain't talked to Will since, like, what year we graduated? 88. Man, down in the, man. 88.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You got jokes. So this next caller is that's really the caller? This person really? You know I know who number this is, right? This is going to be a problem. This is going to be a problem. Watch this. Watch. I know whose number this is. Hello, caller with the 4992, last four digits.
Is this my one and only?
Oh, God, Lord.
Hello,
yes.
Children. It's your mom.
That's my mother. See, now y'all gonna think. See, she was the second caller. Y'all saw it pop up. I didn't cheat. She was sitting right here. You won the ticket. Now here go the problem. She can't drive to 90. What's the address? She don't know how to get there. Right, right.
I have a
you
GPS
won the ticket.
In my car.
Thank you.
You won the ticket. Thank you. Tell us your name and your church and your pastor. Let me go do it like regular people. What's your church
name?
My
name is Cheryl King.
Uh-huh. Don't
and
uh-huh.
I am a member of the Rock of Ages Baptist Church, where my pastor is Marvin Ellis Wiley.
Marvin Ellis. She gave his government name. Ellis. Marvin E. Wiley. Conscious preacher, I know. He say, slap somebody, high five. And that's what he do. That's what he say. High five your neighbor.
You better turn and tell your neighbor.
All right, well, Miss King, Miss Melton will get some information from you about how you can get your tickets. And you frowned up at my mom.
Well, I'm excited to see you, Mother King.
Right.
Well, thank you.
Right. Lanae's just talking. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You can deal with her later.
Well, Thank you.
Go ahead. Thank you so much for the tickets. And you know your mom is my sister.
Oh, I did not. You said my mom is what now?
Aren't you Pat's daughter?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pat Lewis.
I just didn't hear what you said.
Yes.
Oh, Pat Lewis. That's my sister.
She said that's her sister. Right.
Yeah.
So that's your auntie.
Okay. Well,
you didn't know that.
Your auntie.
Auntie
it's a family reunion. Miss Melton is going to get some information from you, but was you fine up at my mom? Your mic is off. Come on. Sorry.
Okay.
It's off now.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say to Mama King,
give
your son is okay. No, your son is okay.
Right, that's the code word. Right.
And I'm just going to drop him off.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much, Ms. Melton. But we'll make sure you get your tickets and all that. So now, thank you so much, caller. So now we got, now you got to be the fifth call. See, so don't, if you called in already and you missed out, let's give them the number one more time. Area code 323-870-4375, 323-870. If you already pushed one, Cheryl King, push one again so you can get out the queue. Oh, she hung up. She get it. Okay, cool. So if you want to win the tickets, you have a chance to get those. 323-870-4375. While we're waiting on the callers, Tiny going to keep track of the calls. Let me know when we get to about number four or something. So you got it? All right. So anyway, concert. It's gonna be any surprise guest? You're gonna have like a you know, no?
No.
Shirley C's ain't gonna run out the back.
What
How you know?
Well, I mean,
because what if it's one of them concerts where you up there and then it's somebody like famous down on the thing and you get to getting happy and you say, come on and give us a little bit of something.
I will admit, there's nothing like when I go to support somebody and I'm strictly there to support. Don't call me.
Don't call you up there. You don't feel that.
Because
I've seen some video of some stuff.
It's not that. Now, yeah, people do it. I'm just saying.
You'd rather just come in and praise. Okay.
Yeah, if you come in to support, you know, singers need a break too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It is. You know what I'm saying, Daddy? You know what I'm saying.
Right. So you ain't going to do them like I do your mama when she show up at a church. Because, like, I put her on the spot. Like, come on, get this mic. You know, they're still trying to get you to come for Women's Day. But come on, what you saying now?
Especially on Sundays, it's very difficult when people invite me to, and I want to support.
I didn't
do three services, you know? So when I go to a visiting church, a 4 o'clock service to support,
you're coming to support.
You ask me to come and sing.
That's different. You're prepared for that, yeah.
But if I'm coming to support and I just want to sit in the audience and show my support, you know, just let me.
He called back in. He hanging up and calling back. So okay. Hey, if he's the only one that's calling in. Area code 323-870-4375. 323-870-4375. That's your chance to get he determined to go. All right, Will. All right. Bless the Lord. Come on, meet Jesus. Do you know the Lord? I know we didn't know him in high school. I ain't gonna put our business in the street. But what? I said, ask the question. I'm just saying.
Hey, I see my brother. Oh, hey, Mira.
Who is that? Oh, people. So 323-870-4375. 323-870-4375. How many times he done? He defeated five time caller. You know, hey. Let's do this. All right, let me go and put it online.
He said, I know the Lord.
Right, he know the Lord. He said, he know the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
see, he told, right, he know the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Will Hunt, what's up, man?
What's going on?
You got these tickets, man. You won the tickets. I can't even front. You got them, man. You got them. You got them. You got them. You got them. Man, how you been, man?
I'm doing good, man. I got a surprise for you.
I'm worried about surprises now.
We're gonna talk later though.
Oh, okay.
I got a surprise for you.
Man, this God, look. You can't hear him? Oh, because of
all.
Can you hear me? Sorry. Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. So you say you got a surprise and we'll talk later. That's what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. We're gonna talk later.
Okay, well, hit me up I got you. Well, I won't see your number because it's going to disappear when you hang up. But send your, we got your info. And look, my producer going to call you about the tickets on how you can get your tickets, okay? All right, appreciate you, man. All right, man.
Hey, man,
appreciate
you, man.
I'll talk to you after the show's over, though. All right.
Okay.
Man, see that? Gave away some tickets and all that good stuff. Look at that. You're a real gospel artist. You got stuff to give away.
It's all good.
Oh man, look, this has been fun. I've had a good time. It's been good. I am genuinely happy for you though. Seriously, I am. I'm genuinely happy for you. And I know once this gets I'm gonna make some calls because had they played this on what is it now called on Kirk Franklin's Praise yet? Has this been on? Do you know? You don't know. You don't know if they haven't.
Yet.
It hasn't yet. Okay. We know what to do. All right. So we're gonna flood. This is what I need y'all to do, right? This is what I need y'all to do. Everybody that's listening and watching, right? You all need to flood Kirk Franklin's Praise radio station. Is it Sirius Radio? What time is it? 60? That's 64?
Yeah.
64. And tell them you wanna hear Praise Party by LaNasia Tyson. They gonna play it. Now I'm gonna do this. Every time we on, I'm gonna make sure at one of our breaks we play your song, right? That's what I'm gonna do. I got you, right? That's what we're going to do. So we're going to play it all the time and all that good stuff. And then, you know, now you tell the Facebook people, don't come trying to put me in jail because I ain't got the rights to. She here. She said right here. I have permission to play her song right here. Now, y'all come back after me, Facebook. She right here.
Yeah.
Because they were quick to try to snatch some stuff.
Permission is given.
That is for that song. Now they're gonna yell at me about somebody else stuff, but Lanasia Tyson sitting right here. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you, your mom and them and daddy for coming out over there high now. You were surprised.
I
know.
Surprised.
So it was good. It was good. It's been a great, great show. This has been like Praise Break Friday for real, because that's what we do on Fridays. We get it in on Praise Break Friday here at TTLO Studios. So look, y'all, we gonna get ready and get out of here. It's been a great show. Y'all stay blessed. TTLO. If you gotta do anything,
leave it tonight. What are you doing?
Y'all stay blessed.
I will bless you.
You can praise your way out of stuff.